VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has resigned, according to the state news agency APS. The announcement came shortly after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately, saying, quote, there is no more time to waste, after 6 weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on retreating insurgents. The Interior Ministry in a tweet said the clearance operation in the district ended Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. This week, the lawmakers are considering ways to extend their April 12th deadline. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
May said she's willing to meet with Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the main opposition Labour Party, as they try to agree on a Brexit plan that all, or at least a majority of lawmakers, could agree to. This is VOA News. Turkey's governing